Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Malsy putting kale burger on the broiler.
Why do you always, during the break, you just always bring every off-air conversation, at least partially on-air?
Mark Cavalli earlier was brought to you by Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG, built on relationships, credibility, and integrity. LGKG.com. He will be co-hosting our Pittsburgh Game Day show, which begins at 10 a.m. He'll be live from whatever they're calling the Commander Stadium these days. 6-2 versus 7-2. Gotta love it that we're into the second half of the Steelers' schedule and they're in first place. Tied for first place now because of Baltimore's 35-34 win over the Bengals last night. And to talk about that and this game on Sunday, my co-host on the First in Pod podcast, former Steeler, Odyssey NFL analyst Patrick Peterson, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise, Mayo Game Day. Be delicious. Pat, if first of all, does my voice sound better or worse than last night when we taped the show? What do you think? What's your first thought on it here, listening to it? Do I sound better or worse, Pat?
I was going to say, Pony, what the hell did you do? Because last night you sounded like a damn horse.
I sounded like
ass. Much better and clear now.
Okay, he doesn't sound that much better. If you've ever heard Sean McDonough, the broadcaster's voice crack when he describes a big play, yeah. Pony has sounded like a prepubescent teenage boy talking about sports.
Yeah, there's no denying
at various
that one,
points.
So right now, he's taking it easy on his voice right now.
Right, yeah, but I'll get animated at some point in this conversation for sure. All right, so if you're a Steelers fan, we watched that game last night and then talked about it. But from a Steelers fan perspective, would you feel better or worse about the Steelers' chances in the AFC North after watching the Ravens and Bengals?
For me, being there last year, I really don't care what the Baltimore Ravens do if I'm a Steelers fan, because if you go, history speaks for itself. You know, I know Lamar's playing at a high level, but the Pittsburgh Steelers defense have the answer for him, not only for him, but for mobile quarterbacks in general. With T.J. Watt, you got Alex Highsmith, Cam Hayward's playing out of his mind right now, and adding Preston Smith. So they have the recipe to bottle up Lamar Jackson at any given time. And like I said, the record shows for itself when he's a starter and he plays against the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's not a winning record.
So sometimes if you like maybe like chicken prepared a certain way, you could do the same thing with veal and say you could do a chicken parm.
Are you
or
hearing
veal
that?
Parm.
Pat, are you hearing that right now? Veal, chicken.
You could do it. You could do you could do a chicken parm or veal parm with that recipe. So do you think that that recipe for Lamar Jackson applies to Jaden Daniels on Sunday?
Yes, 100%. Like I said, I had the opportunity to game plan for a Lamar Jackson type. I had an opportunity to game plan for Lamar Jackson last year at least once our first game against them. They came to Pittsburgh. We won a comeback victory on us. But they have the recipe, man. It's just like I said, T.J. Watt. And when you have two great edge rushers and a guy like Cam Hayward in the middle that's collapsing, that's forcing the quarterback to step up, but he's just as agile as those edge rushers to shed the blocker and to get a sack, that is the recipe of bottling up dual threat quarterbacks. Because if you look at it as well, I want to know what his average rushing yard average is against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Jackson has not scored a rushing touchdown against them. I know he hasn't found the end zone with his legs against them, and
so
he's done very little.
Exactly.
Yep.
That's my point exactly. Like, they have the recipe, and they do not fear Lamar Jackson one bit. And as far as, you know, the guys in the back end, they can bottle up those receivers. You know what I mean? They don't have a receiver on their roster that Joey fears or T.A. fears, the defensive coordinator. You know what I mean? So they're going to play their normal game. They know how to beat the Baltimore Ravens. They've done it before. And I had the pleasure to being on one on the teams to where we swept them last year. I know the last game is kind of like garbage time because they kind of wrapped up their playoff position. But, you know, I was a part of those teams. And regardless who was the quarterback, because Baltimore always going to have a mobile quarterback ever since Lamar has been there. And they always had the answer to those mobile quarterbacks.
What is it about Daniels, if you were going to play devil's advocate, that would keep you up at night or that would at least have you as a defensive player concerned about what he's capable of based on what you've seen?
The fact that he faced on the pressure like a Joe Burrow. Like, he does, it doesn't, like, he's going to look it right in his face and still deliver the ball down the field. You know, that is something that scares me as a defensive back because, you know, when you have quarterbacks like that, you know, the ball is still going to be thrown. And you have some quarterbacks that, you know, that'll just fall to the ground or, you know, tuck the ball in when they see the pressure coming to them. Daniels still have the ability to take that hit and deliver a strike wherever he's throwing the ball. If it's down the field, intermediate, if it's in the flat, regardless what the situation is, he finds a way to deliver the ball when pressure is in his face. So that is something that'll keep me up at night, knowing that regardless what we throw at him, that he's going to stand and stare that pressure right in the face and still deliver a strike down the field.
Pat, we had somebody last segment call in and say, there's a chess match in this game. And by the way, were you a chess player? Did you like chess at all?
No.
Le'Veon Bell was an incredible chess player.
Chess.
No? Okay. Do you like any board games?
I like Monopoly. I like checkers. I like, what else I like? I play the games that my kids like to play.
Did you know Dominoes. This about Pony? He was a nationally ranked Monopoly player.
That is true.
Top, really? What, top 100?
Yes. On Yahoo, I was one of the best Monopoly players in the entire world for a period of time, Pat.
But that's good to know.
That's in the past for me. My Monopoly days are behind me. I'm retired.
I hung them up.
So thanks, Chris. I'm going to play the clip of them getting your name wrong again in Washington in a minute. All right, so the chess match, somebody called in and said, you got Russell Wilson, who is very familiar with Dan Quinn because he was the defensive coordinator when they won the Super Bowl in Seattle. And Bobby Wagner was the middle linebacker who went against him every day in practice when they were in Seattle. And so the caller was saying, well, that's an advantage for the Steelers because Russell Wilson's going to know exactly what their defense is going to try to do in every situation. But if you flip it, you could say they know everything about Russ. So who do you think has the edge in that that mind game for this game, Pat?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. It's Russ, because Russ is in a whole new system right now. He's with a whole new crop of athletes. You know what I mean? So if they're running the same, if Dan Quinn, the head coach of the Washington Commanders, still have the same identity and still running the same call that he ran with the Seattle Seahawks, yeah, it's going to be the advantages to Russell, because you got to think about it as well, that he's seen more of these reps than any other quarterback that ever faced the Dan Quinn defense, because he's going against this guy, going up against these guys in OTAs, mini camp, training camp, and he had an opportunity to do that for 4 or 5 years.
So would he know their defensive playbook? Like, would you know the Steelers' offensive playbook last year just from playing against them every day, Pat, basically?
Yes, Yes, I would know the tendencies, what they want to do, how they want to do it, in certain situations where plays want to be presented. Like, that's just honestly, that's what everyone, like, that's not just Dan Quinn. That's with Arthur. That's with, you know, Sean McVay. It's just all about the timing when they do it. You know, you just have to be dialed in and understand that the answers to the test is right there in front of you. It's just so much that goes on in the game to where you may forget about this formation, or you may forget about, you know, when this guy motions, that's giving you an indication of X, Y, and Z. You know what I mean? So everybody has an identity. It's just all about the timing of when they are running those plays. Like Minnesota, for an example. Yep. Every time Justin is wide open, what route is he catching for the most part? A deep over. Like, that's their staple. That's what they're going to do. It's just all about when they're going to call that play and when your defense is locked in on understanding when that play is coming.
Pat, I love picking.
I just feel like Russ has the advantage in this matchup.
I like picking your brain whenever the other team has an elite wide receiver, and I consider McLaurin to be elite. What makes him so good, in your opinion?
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, McLaurin, he's a little guy, but he's a great 50-50 catcher. He runs great routes, just very shifty at the line of scrimmage. I was talking about this. I can't remember what show I was on. Maybe I was on a Serious Hit. But talking about when I had an opportunity to go up against him when he was a rookie and how amazed I was on the knowledge that he had about, you know, making his numbers disappear, or, you know, getting skinny at the line of scrimmage versus a press corner, and still being able to make those tough catches, those sideline toe-touch catches, those 50-50 catches with safeties and corners in between them. You know, those things, when I saw that as a rookie, I was like, this guy's going to be special. He just need, you know, a quarterback that's going to deliver him the ball. And now that he has one in Jaden Daniels, I know he only has 30-something-odd yards right now receiving. But those are monster yards that he's getting. Like, those are like game-changing yards that he's receiving right now. So it's just all about the time. It's going to all come down to the routes that he likes to run. And it won't be a doubt in my mind that he'll be a 1,200-yard guy consistently moving forward.
Pat, Tomlin called him McLaurin by accident and not McLaurin, which makes me wonder what was the big, the most extravagant car purchase that Patrick Peterson ever made?
Oh, man. Back in my day, I bought the Mercedes Black Series. When the Black Series was just coming back out, 2021. I spent $495 on it.
And do you feel like...
I also had the Spider. This one I had just got my deal too, like 2000, 14, just signed my deal. The Spider Ferrari had came out, 458, the hardtop convertible. And it was white with red interior. It was like one of three, like carbon fiber, everything, carbon fiber, you know, dash all over the place. That was like 492.
Did anybody on any teams you play for just drive like a Dodge Stratus? You know, were there any guys?
Didn't Alfred Morris on the Washington teams in the past drive like a Mazda 626
really?
That had like a cracked dashboard?
Yeah, man. Yeah, but my boy. I mean, it's not that bad, but my boy Kirk Cousins. We all know how much money he makes. He just drives an F-150.
I remember when Troy.
He also shops at Kohl's.
When Polamalu was like young, he was driving like a Hyundai Elantra.
That is hilarious.
He's driving like a compact four-door sedan.
Oh man. Well, I'm going to tell people to go listen to our podcast from last night because you did say, and I'm not putting words in your mouth, you did say, Pat, that you feel like the Steelers have some Super Bowl contender qualities. You're seeing some of
it. I did say that. Yeah. I did. Because the defense, what they have on the defensive side of the ball and the way Russell is playing is just what Mike Tomlin been looking for. You know, for the past couple of years, you know, his defense has always been there. He just needed a quarterback that's going to be able to push the ball down the field and be able to put points on the board and also not turn the ball over. You know, so being with Coach Tomlin last year, like, it's no coach, no head coach I'd rather be around because he's going to be the same each and every day, but he truly knows the recipe of winning. Like, he loves the game. Like, he eats, sleeps, and breathes football. And with the Pittsburgh Steelers in the position that they are in right now, with the quarterback playing the way that he's playing, defense number two in the league, playing outstanding football, that is a recipe for winning and also a recipe for a Super Bowl contender.
Does Patrick Peterson have a go-to recipe when your wife asked you to cook for the kids?
Man, Pony, I don't think you know this about me. Man. I'm a chef. I can cook whatever. So I don't really have go-tos. Just tell me what you want and I can make it.
Look at this. My man over here. Malzy, that's kind of like you. You're a man of many different cooking.
I try to cook as much as I can. I do.
But I'm not going to put you in a cooking box. You can do Italian. You can do Mexican. You can do Chinese.
Pat, here's my problem, though. Like, I got two little ones at home, and my wife is a nurse, so a lot of the time, she's working long days. Huh. She's got a tough job, obviously. And I try to make stuff that all comes together in one pot. So like chili or whatever I can do, as long as I don't have to do a lot of dishes, that is what I really want when I'm making food.
Right. I got you. Yeah. So that's why you got to get you a nice dishwasher. So what I do after I'm done cooking, rinse everything out, throw it in the dishwasher overnight.
Even the pots?
In the morning
stuff?
Is done.
Some of the pots you can do that with. You can't throw like cast iron in there or something.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I don't cook on a cast iron. I do steaks, but I have the P2 way of doing steaks, and it's not on a cast iron. So and it would look like it came off a grill. It tastes like it came from a steak 44 or whatever.
Man, I got a feeling I know what your method is here. I got a feeling it's one of two things. If you're a serious cook, you're either doing sous vide and you're cooking those bad boys
in
water. Or you're doing reverse sear in the oven and then throwing them in a pan for like a minute and a half after you're done.
I think he's doing the sous vide. That's my prediction.
He kind of had a reaction
there.
That's
crazy. I do both. So I do the sous vide and then I flash, I do the reverse sear on it, man. I'm telling you.
Hey, Pat, I got to get this in before we let you run. Are you a little bit hacked off that they asked Paul Skeens to pick the games tomorrow and not you on game day? I thought there was a chance they'd 100%. Call you up.
100%. But they did call me up. Man, I have a very, very important event to be at tomorrow. My wife is opening up her Pilates gym.
Yeah, that's
grand
right.
Opening.
You told me about that. That's so cool.
Yeah, so that's the only reason why I was not there. But they did ask me to come there to be the honorary captain and do all the stuff that they have those guys do. So I was the first option.
Okay.
And
gotcha.
I had to politely decline.
So we'll
Pony,
settle
we
for Paul
get you,
Skeens and Livy Dunn.
Pony, we got to get you into Pilates, man. It'll stretch, all
Pat
that stuff.
Pat and I talked about it. He said, I'm going to find small muscles in my body that I didn't even know existed.
Pat, he's trying to get very yoked for some reason. Like, he wants, you know how people talk about dad strength? Like, no matter how strong you are, you get stronger as a dad. He's trying to, like, jump the line there and get all yoked up on his own. And here's the problem I envision. Because Pony's a pretty big dude. He's going to get all muscle bound. He's going to take this seriously. And then he's going to be like one of those gym bros that looks like he could beat you up, but couldn't even get his arm up because he can't move.
No, but I'm not just doing biceps and arms. I'm doing the whole thing, Chris. And I should do Pilates. And I'm asking Pat for some Pilates recommendations around Pittsburgh. He's going to help me with that.
Hey, and it is one. Damn, I cannot remember the city that we lived in.
Swickley.
I got you, Pony. It is one that, yep, it is one right there on Swickley. I can't remember that road. But what's that big steakhouse that have like the wine lockers and all of that stuff right there?
In Swickley?
In Swickley?
Yes. What's the next city over there in Swickley? It starts with a W.
Wexford?
Yeah, that's
Wexford.
Wexford
it's
is over there.
It's a steakhouse in Wexford.
I know the one you're talking
it's a
about.
Wexford.
Yep.
I cannot think of the name of it, but it's like next door to that.
Okay.
Oh, wait. So,
actually,
okay,
I know exactly where that is
okay,
on 19.
Yeah.
All right, Pat. Great stuff, brother. We'll talk after Lions and Texans Sunday night.
All right, baby, man. You guys be good and go Tigers.
There you go. I thought he was going to give us a go Steelers there, but.
I thought he was going to give us a Coach O. Go Tigers.
I should have asked. We should ask him about that sometime, Coach
Go
O.
Tigers.
I don't think he played for Coach O.
You know what's funny about Pat? So he played out in Phoenix for the majority of his career.
Yeah.
Like out in the desert where like everything there is 50 miles away from everything.
Uh-huh.
My brain is wired to think Swickley's not right next to Wexford. It kind of is. It's not that far away. It's 10 minutes. To me, that's like an eternity around here. I got to drive 10 minutes through the woods to get to Wexford or whatever. Like, no, I'm not doing that. Him, he's like, oh, I got to drive from, you know, Mesa to Tempe or something like that. I'll be back in 3 hours. Although if he's driving one of those Lamborghinis around, it ain't going to take that long.
Or the Spider. What's the Spider car even look like?
It's the one with the hard top that folds down like a soft top, the Spider Lamborghini.
And he's spending almost $500K.
I like that
things.
He knew exactly one was $495 and one was $492. I might spend like $4.92 on something.
I got to say, though, he's been very smart about his money. There's a lot of these guys that just, it gets out of control. Like, we were talking about this on our podcast, the two of us, last night in the middle of it. Shannon Sharp, God bless him, he said, on dates, I budget $300. So here's a guy who's a three-time Super Bowl champion, who played in the NFL for more than a decade.
Who makes a ton of money now on YouTube and on TV.
Yep, who was on the NFL on CBS,
mm-hmm.
then did Undisputed with Skip Bayless. Now he's on First Take. He has these YouTube ventures that are making crazy money.
Mm-hmm.
And he takes a young woman out on a date, and the max is $300.
So I have a question about Shannon and who, like, what his dating pool is. Okay, so we know about the very funny Shannon video.
The one where he was allegedly having sex.
56 years old. What do you think his ballpark age that he's trying to date in is? Is he trying to date women his own age? Is he going 10 years down, 15 years, early 40s, end up?
Maybe he's going by the rule that I've heard other men do.
What is it, half your age plus 7?
Yep.
So that would be, he could go all the way down to 35.
Yep.
But I feel like Shannon is aging gracefully too. He's still very much in good shape.
Seth does the opposite. He doubles his age, then adds 7.
I was waiting for that to come.
Easy setup.
So Seth looks for like 57-year-old women. Is his move. But I told Pat, and I didn't say this to brag or anything. I'm like, my wife's birthday is coming up in a few days. I'm going to spend more than $300 on dinner for her because we'll get a bottle of wine. We'll get appetizers. We'll get a dessert afterwards.
But it's your wife. Shannon's going on random like dates.
But for a guy that's made that amount of money, you'd think on a random ass date, he's still spending that. Spend $300 on himself. Who cares about her?
Do you think that there is maybe some disappointment from women? Not that they're like asking for him to give them the moon on a date, but wow, $300, or otherwise we got to go Dutch for anything after. You know who else I had always heard was very disciplined, especially early in his career about his money, was McCutcheon.
Very, good for him.
Very strident about like setting a monthly living.
Well, Rob Gronkowski's that way. He doesn't spend any of
Marshawn Lynch has spent barely any of his contract money.
It's all endorsement. Insider Call is brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. 2-minute timeout, then we're back with a hodgepodge. It's the PM team.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm.
swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.